Well, there are a number of things we're doing. Obviously, we have a number of people that we need to support it. At the moment, we've got about 90 staff involved. Some of those positions will be taken back into their core business, if you like, of the department, and we'll bring in additional staff to target specifically our response to this. We're also looking at adequately and appropriately funding the surveillance and sampling and diagnostic activities that we're continuing to undertake, as well as some of our coordination centre responses down here in Brisbane.
You said more staff. How many more staff would you be likely to bring in with some of that money?
Obviously, to establish a budget, we've had some straw diagrams about what sort of positions we're looking at. I think it's probably in the order of 50 to 70 additional staff at this point, but we will see as that moves forward exactly what that number lands on.
And that would be 50 to 70 additional staff for the department, or staff moving within the department itself?
They will be a combination of both, is my sense at the moment. There's likely to be some contracted specialists. There's likely to be some permanency around some of the positions. But first things first, we know what we need, and as soon as the appropriations are available, we'll be moving in that direction. The key point is that we're going to put specific, targeted and resourced structures in place that will allow us to maintain a whole-of-government response to this issue for the foreseeable future.
How much of that money will go towards compensation for the affected growers?
Well, what we've done up to this point is supported our owners with owner reimbursement costs. And that's essentially because of periods of the quarantines where they're unable to trade.
Okay, owner reimbursement costs. But have all of those boxes been ticked as far as that is concerned from the state government, from the federal government and from the Banana Growers Council now?
Those initial payments have been made. There may be some adjustments downstream. I'm not sure whether they've been concluded as of this moment, but I know that the initial discussions and ongoing discussions have happened, and I know that a great tranche of the initial payments have been made. What the problem with this disease is, because there's a national emergency response deed that operates between states and the federal government.
But that deed doesn't cover TR4.
This is the fundamental issue here. Because it's not deemed to be eradicable, which all of the evidence and science says, that doesn't trigger the components of the deed. Therefore, there's ongoing negotiations in the background with the federal government about what level of assistance we can expect from them.
Because my understanding is that there has been in principle support from the federal government, the state government as well, but in fact, for the growers themselves, and say for the Robson family in the Tally Valley, who were first quarantined with the Panama Tropical Race for some time ago now, that those negotiations still haven't concluded. Nothing is signed, sealed and delivered other than that ex gratia payment initially of $100,000. Have I got that correct?
That's my understanding at this point in time.
Is that delay too long in your mind, Bill Byrne?
Well, it is a negotiation. As I say, I've been as keen as everyone else to conclude those matters so that we can move forward with the broader response to this outbreak.
But we've spoken many times, Minister, and also with your biosecurity officers, saying that, yes, we're going to be working hard to get a response and to get this sorted out and finalised sooner rather than later. But that seems to be almost every week when I ask that question, that there is still no conclusion. Is that good enough?
We've acted in good faith initially. We've acted deliberately and as soon as we possibly could with that ex gratia payment straight up. I haven't been brought up to speed today about exactly where we sit on this matter, but I'm comfortable that the government's intentions are well known, and any further issues around that are matters under negotiation presently.
Your guest on the Country Hour is the Agriculture Minister, Bill Byrne. Minister Byrne, you were talking about this extra $10 million for the Panama response as part of next week's state budget. What else can we expect for the Department of Agriculture?
Craig, all things come to he who waits. I'm not going to start giving you inside information on what the budget will reveal, but I can assure you we'll be very happy to talk about it once the Treasurer has stood up in the Parliament.